Hey, man, what it do, dog? Y'all already know what's going on. It's Tony L Talks, the greatest podcast station to ever do it. And today, I got special guests today, man. I got my mom and my pops in this joint, dog. And we're gonna talk to y'all today about relationships and commitments, dog, and how to maintain one, dog, how to keep that shit rolling. Y'all know what's up, man. Go ahead, hit the intro, dog. Roll them up, pack them bowls, fill up a cup if you drink. Let's go ahead and get to it. Sit back and relax, man. All right, mom. Mom, pops, go ahead and let them know what's going on.
Hey, son. We already, we rolled up and ready up here.
Yeah, we already got it twisted. We already got it smoked.
All right. I ain't got my smoke, but I got my pen.
You got a pen?
Yeah, my pen got a little THC oil up in it. It's like a little CBD joint, but it got like, it's like one of them little vape joints, but it get me rolling.
Couple of them.
Y'all had a couple of them joints?
No.
We got a couple of them.
Well, y'all way ahead of me then.
Of course.
I know, I ain't tripping, because I'm finna go ahead and smack mine. Y'all ain't got y'all spied up, though.
We got the trees going. Yours sound empty.
Nah, it ain't empty. That's just.
You need to come holler.
You said it sound empty.
It's like it's
struggling. That's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to sound like that, but just know that I'm on my level and I ain't got to use a lighter. You feel me? Yeah. But we're going to go ahead and jump in. So y'all got way more experience than I do as far as with holding a long commitment. So I really want y'all to really kind of go in on it first to like if I was to ask y'all to give advice for people my age who are trying to, you know, maintain a relationship or a marriage for the long haul, like what would be y'all advice?
No, you go.
Okay, I would say first of all, you got to be friends with that person. It's got to be a person that you can kick it with, y'all have a lot in common, y'all enjoy doing, you know, certain things. And even if, you know, one don't enjoy doing what the other one do, you're open to, you know, doing that with that person, you know, because you care about that person.
Mm-hmm.
And also communication.
Number one key.
Yeah.
Key to every relationship, not just you and your partner, you and me and you,
your friend,
you and your coworker, you and your friend. You know, you could work. Just say you work in an office building, and you work. You have a desk job, and you sit next to somebody that come in every single day, and they smell bad.
Yeah.
They smell bad. You cannot take it.
Mm-hmm.
You have not communicated with them to let them know that they smell bad and they need to do something about it, you know, and it's affected. It's a way that you can go and do that. But all the time you sitting there, you angry, you mad, you know, you're probably doing petty things, you know, to this person. And this person don't even know that they smell bad.
Yeah.
So you have to be able to communicate with
not,
them.
Not assume.
Yeah, and not assume that the other person knows what it is that you're thinking, because we're all human. None of us are mind readers. So,
yeah.
You know, speak up. If you feel a certain way, you know, about something, speak up in any relationship. You know, so communication is the key to me to having a good relationship with whoever it is that you are dealing with.
Yeah.
It's about how you say it. Like, you can say the same exact words, but it's your tone of voice, your actions, your emotions, the way you move your hands, if it's going to be accepted, you know, because when you're raising your voice, it rejects it. They're automatically going to reject it because you're raising your voice, you're saying it in a derogatory way. So
yeah.
it's also the way you communicate. But I always rate communication number one, like she said.
All right. I feel like they need to, we all need to write that one down, regardless.
If you feel a certain way, you know, whether it's with family, if you have an issue, you know, with me, you know, a dad or with AJ, you know, one of your sisters or brothers or whatever.
Yeah.
Go to them. You know, go to them and express how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Communicate with them because they don't know. If you don't say anything, they don't know.
Yeah.
Assume that they know that, you know, damn, when I said so-and-so, I hurt Tonio feelings.
Mm.
You know, they didn't know that the whole time you over there in your feelings.
But yeah.
That you in your feelings. Communicate that with them. Go to them and say, hey, AJ, man, you know, you hurt my feelings when you said so-and-so. Or you hurt my feelings when you did, you know, so-and-so.
Yeah, and then AJ might say, for real?
Yeah. You know, so.
Because he'll be like, damn.
Assume that a person know exactly how we feel.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Think. So you have to tell them. And then also communication, not just bad, but good things. You know, tell them, yeah. You know, I appreciate it, that I like that.
Yeah.
If you want those things to happen, you know, again and again, you know, that person might react different if they know, oh, for real, I know you like it like that. Yeah. Mm. You know, communication is also when your spouse or your girlfriend, boyfriend, or whatever look good today, you know.
Yeah.
Men, we tend to say, damn, we'll say it in our heads. And sometimes we forget to let it out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She need to know that you like these shoes or you like the way she wore her today. You know, mm-hmm. You want to inspire that person to keep doing good, keep doing better, keep trying to improve and keep, because they know they got your attention.
Yeah.
Communication is, could be all over the place.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So that's why I rank it number one. If somebody asked me what's my strongest, what's my strength in my relationship, I would always go to communication first.
Yes.
Let me see, what's a good, I feel like I need to ask a really good question that a lot of people my age could probably relate to. Like, say it's two people that are together and they know that they're together, but like their communication isn't up to par. Like, what are some things that y'all could say are key things to look out for?
Okay, what do you mean when you say their communication is not up to par? What are they
like?
Give us an example of their communication.
Let me see.
Yeah, create two people and create a situation that, you know, the thoughts that you're talking about.
Damn, you're right. Let me see.
Threw that question right back on you, did it?
Yeah, sure did, like crazy.
you said their communication is real weak, right?
Basically, like,
and they want
what are ways they can strengthen it, basically?
Huh?
They what?
Like, what are ways that we can basically strengthen our communication? Like, for those of us who have a grasp of it, but I don't know. Let me see. I don't know. It's kind of hard to ask it.
You may have to
make it stronger.
Basically, yeah. Like, enhancing that communication. Like, just making it better to make sure that, you know, it don't fall off. You know?
One way is, say, for instance, I'm a great communicator.
Mm-hmm.
My significant other is not.
So mm-hmm.
Then I need to ask a lot of questions and try to pull things out. And then you have, like, homework, because now you got to really study that person and ask the right questions. You know, what you like to eat, what's your favorite thing, you know, if you could go anywhere in the world right now, what would it be?
Mm-hmm.
That person say somewhere in the island or something like that, then you probably know this person like beaches, but they might not know how to express it, you know what I mean? So you have to ask a lot of questions at different times and pay attention to the things that raise the hairs on their skin or their arms or whatever. What give them goosebumps? You know, you have to pay attention to your spouse or your girlfriend or your boyfriend, whatever. So I think one of the things is ask questions, you know, always pay attention.
Yeah.
And then that person might be more comfortable speaking.
Yeah, that's a good thing, because you're going to think or assume that that person thinks the way that you think, or they should think the way you think.
Mm-hmm. That's one I had to work on. I always thought, you know, everybody thought like me. Why you ain't thinking about this? That's how I think.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like crazy.
Because you ain't thinking the way I think.
Yeah.
What made, you know, wow him, don't wow me. And that's
yeah. And then that's another major key in communication. Don't pass judgment. You know, this person might think that something you do is retarded.
Yeah.
But they shouldn't tell you, I think that's retarded. They should be like, wow, you know, you enjoy that. I can't see myself doing it, but
I love it,
you know.
This
relationship, we pass so much judgment to where we all down and are knocking our significant other.
Yeah.
Like, or what they do, next thing you know, that person don't even want to be they self around you.
Yes. And another thing is, when you're in a relationship, going into it, and I would say this for people your age, Tonya, be yourself. Be you. Don't be drawing this picture of somebody that you're not because you're trying to attract a certain person.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Be yourself. That way you can express yourself. You'll be more, you can be comfortable, and this person can get to know the real you.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it easier to communicate too, because you can't communicate with somebody that's trying to be, that's something that they're not.
What you have to do, one thing I always believed in, being honest and put everything out front early.
Me too. Ooh.
My surprise is later.
Yes.
Like, you know, I don't like to do this. I'm not a yard man. Once we get into this crib, you start talking about, let's go plant some flowers.
Yeah.
No. So early, now I pay somebody to plant the flowers.
Yeah.
It's a lot of things you learn. I'm not a cook, you know, so I'm not going to lead you on to believe in every time you come over to my house, I'm trying to fix something to eat, trying to wow you, knowing I can't cook.
Yeah, me and do that. That's not you.
Yeah.
Don't be over here in this kitchen with this damn apron on. You know, good and well, your ass can't boil an egg.
Can't even heat a pot of water.
If you could, but the fact that you don't even like to.
Right.
Yeah.
Got this woman, she like, girl, I got me a dude, he be cooking, I can't wait to spend my time with him, he gonna be cooking. And then you get in a relationship or you're into it, like, you ain't even cooking no more.
Yeah.
So just be honest. Like,
yeah. Be yourself, be 100.
We always want to impress, you know, the new person, but it's a line. You can't cross that line being something that you're not. Because you're going to have to return back to your original self.
Yes.
Now the person don't even like you as much.
Because they don't realize who you are, because you're not who you say you was in the first place.
Right.
That's crazy. But it's real, though. Like, what's a lot of things that I see, because like I ain't gonna lie, like I be on Facebook and like I scroll and see a lot of things. I mainly see a lot of funny stuff, but when I scroll and see certain things that catch my eye talking about relationships, I see discussion about like how people will get with each other and stick in the, what is it called? It's like basically like the in love phase or like the infatuation stage where like y'all just know that y'all right for each other and stuff like that. Y'all ain't even got to the part where y'all know that this is the real you, or like just getting past. Because it's like y'all know the certain phases of the relationships and stuff like that.
Are you talking about the part where people acting like they all in love? You know?
Yeah.
And
then that part after that.
Yeah, like, it's so bad.
Like,
get a little piece of happiness. It's always fun and happy in the beginning, and they confuse that with love.
Yeah,
it's fun and exciting. You know, y'all on y'all best behavior. You know, you put everything to the side for this person. I got a date tonight. I'm putting on my best clothes. Well, you got the babysitter. All that's going to change in a minute.
Go right back to it.
Yeah, everybody want it so bad. It's like a drug.
Like this was another thing, and I feel like it plays a role on relationships. Like for people who like basically pretend to be somebody else when they're in, like they jump in a relationship, like it's people that need to realize that for one, like you can't get the relationship that you're asking for until you become what it is you like looking for. Like I did a podcast just like a couple hours back, like talking about how like when people in relationships, they don't realize that some of the things that they do is like just a pattern. Like, you know how people like talk about they constantly getting cheated on or mistreated and shit like that. And the whole time, it's like, it's because that's what they allowed. They never took the time to like realize what it is they want in a relationship anyway. So it's like when they jump into it with somebody, they don't even really know what they want. So it's like they just pretending to be whatever it is that person spitting out to them. Like everything that that person telling them that they like, that's what they becoming.
It's true.
Like, man, people get doing it. You say what?
I'm losing myself, you know.
Yeah,
they jump in their relationships and don't have requirements before they even walk in the door.
Yeah.
I tell women all the time, you gotta have your requirements. Like, you wouldn't even get this far down the road if you would set your requirements early.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you agree?
Yeah, I agree.
That's real though.
But they lose, a lot of women lose themselves in a relationship trying to please that man. And next day, you know, 2 years done passed by and you done forgot who you were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
it's easy to do because, I mean, we are women, we want to be loved, you know, we want to receive love. And a lot of them look at that as a form of love.
Hmm.
And women are natural, nurturers.
We are nurturers naturally. We want to change you. We feel like we can change you. We feel like we can do this and, you know, make you feel better. Make you happier. We can, you know, cook this meal for you. Or we can do this and that. You know, it's not going to work.
I realized that... The best way to, like, the best way how I found my lady was becoming what I was looking for. Like, everything I wanted out of my lady, I realized that I had to become that if I wanted it, if I wanted to receive it. Because I can't be, like, no real crappy dude and be expecting, like, a queen, you feel me? Like, that don't make no type of sense. So I have to,
you know,
move.
Yeah, it is. And what I always say is, you are what you attract.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
have
to hit the right waist like that.
What you attract.
So
that's a,
the people listening to the podcast, the last five people you dated, if they were all the same type of person, you got to turn that mirror around. Might have been you. If you keep attracting the same things, people don't get themselves together first. That's basically what you were saying, Tonio, that you wanted to get yourself together and then go find your queen.
Yeah.
You can't be a bum going to look for the queen. You got to king. She want to see a king approach her. If she's already a queen,
what's
she gonna let a bum
walk
up in her life?
A peasant.
Yeah.
Because you are what you attract.
Yep.
A queen, you don't want a bum.
Oh, yeah.
You're not gonna settle for a bum.
I mean, it hurt, but it's for real.
First, and that's what a lot of people are missing, getting themselves together. They think they already perfect,
yes,
and ready.
They do. They think they got it out. They just fine. They just need to find the right person.
And a lot of times women believe that you know, I'm not fine. I'm not all together, but if I find the right man, he'll help me get together. No, you're gonna, what you're doing is bringing baggage into his life.
Yep.
And as men, we don't like for our women to be going through this and talking about this, so we automatically try to fix it. And we'll make the mistake of trying to constantly fix this baggage. You cannot fix that. You cannot fix all this stuff that she bring with her. You might can, you know, put a rug over it.
Yep, put a Band-Aid on it.
It
won't still.
But it wound gonna come back open because she never took the time to fix it and get herself together mentally.
Right.
So, you know, you'll keep trying to fix it and you'll never make that person happy. A depressed person, you know, I don't got nothing against depression. I understand it's real, but that person has to get themselves together before they can start a new relationship.
Yes,
that's real, man. I've been in a relationship where, hell, both of us were really kind of depressed, so it was like that was all together, and that taught me a major lesson about myself. That's what showed me like everything that I valued about myself, and like it made me set my standards like to a whole different level. Like, I don't know, it just made me want better for myself and for whatever was coming towards me.
Well, that was good that you were able to, you know, realize it and fix yourself, you know, because a lot of that requires some help from, you know, counselors and therapists and all of that.
I mean, I had the internet, YouTube.
You save some nice bucks getting on the internet and doing it yourself.
For real. I'm still doing it. Like, I ain't done yet. I'm still doing it. Like, but I know that I know that I'm at least healthy, right? You know? Like, only thing that's left is like just learning more lessons.
Right.
Yes. That's what it is. You have to put in the work.
Got you.
Can't nobody do it but you. You have to put in the work. You are responsible for you.
Yeah.
Nobody else. This is your journey. Yep. You are responsible for it.
You'll always be learning. We are never stopped. If you want to stop learning, you can just forget about it.
Yes.
That's when you start dying, to be honest.
That's one thing I know about you. You desire knowledge. You always wanted to learn. You always want to learn something new. And that's going to go a long way.
It surely is.
I'm going to take it too.
There's so much out here you can just pay attention to in life, just everyday life.
Mm. What's more, man? I feel like, because I know we'd have hit them hard. With this little 23 minutes, hit him a little hard. Let me hit my little pen real quick.
Let me hit that asthma pen.
I gotta eat my nachos.
We ain't trying to no smacking olive on the podcast.
It's National Nacho
Day.
Well,
you know, we done got the
munchies. Ah, yeah, might as well. I already ate.
I made chicken nachos.
Ooh-wee. I don't know what I want to eat.
So did we give him some stuff today?
Yeah, we gave him enough for today, cause I know this one gonna hurt him, it's gonna hurt him in a good way, but altogether it's still something that's needed to be said and put out there. So regardless if they feel hurt about it or not, they still know that it's the truth and it's something that they can use for help.
Right, you can grow off of pain.
Yeah. You
know, pain ain't always a bad thing.
It's not.
Yeah. Learn from
stronger. Yes, it makes you stronger, wiser.
It's almost like going to the gym. You know, that pain you go through at the gym is making you stronger. Same concept.
Yeah.
Building that muscle.
Ooh, we got a... I don't know what we're gonna call this junk, the real one, because I don't know. We're gonna come up with it, because I don't know this one. Ooh, I like this one already. We got more to come with this one. A lot more to come.
We got a part two to it.
Oh, most definitely. We got more episodes coming for this joint. Way more.
You hear that? Way. You hear that? I got a part two.
Yeah. All right, so I'm gonna let y'all go and get up out of here. I'm finna hit my little pen a couple times. I know y'all gotta finish y'all blunts. Y'all done rolled up, and whoever out there drinking, if y'all ain't through with y'all cup, hell, do what you gotta do. But we out it, cause we done said enough.
We ain't said enough. Let me just say this, and then I'm going to eat my nachos. I just want to say I am extremely, extremely proud of you. I am so, so happy that you found Tonio's way, and you are leading your path. I am extremely proud of you. You continue to do it. Continue to talk.
Yeah.
Talk, you talk. You be Tonio. You do Tonio.
Yes, ma'am.
You're gonna have a whole lot of success, son. I love you so much.
I love you too, Mom. I love you, Pop.
He crying on his podcast.
Bye, y'all.
He gonna cry in the car. All right. We out, man.
I love you, son.
Oh, I love you too.
Bye.
All right. What it do, everybody? Y'all know it's your one and only Tonio with Tonio Talks. And I got Pops here with me today. Yeah, and we just going to be, you know, kicking back, talking, chilling, giving a little advice. I got a few questions. So let's go ahead and jump into it, man. My first question was, I don't know. I didn't want to make it serious too fast, but I do want to get that little bit of information on her. Like, I don't know. I don't want to pass up the chance. But my question is, what's one thing you can say about men that we should see about women, that we lack as far as seeing about women? Let me see how to really ask this question. Hold on, because I got to get myself together. What's one thing about women that us men tend to not see too often that we should pay attention to?
Hold on, wait a minute.
I got you.
You said what's something that we don't notice?
Yeah, that we should pay attention to about women.
I guess like their likes, dislikes, emotions. Their emotions run heavy.
Yeah.
And we tend to be like, you tripping, you bugging, because we're not wired the same way that they're wired.
Yeah.
They're emotional creatures. So we tend to overlook it. And then when they spaz out about some shit, we be thinking like, damn, you bugging.
Yeah.
But they're trying to tell us the whole time, you know, how they feel, but we just ignore it because we feel like this, it can't be that important, but really with them it is.
Yeah. Like,
because we don't focus on the same stuff. We know we always focus on the money, careers, kind of go hand in hand, you know, what kind of vehicle we want.
Yeah.
And they focus on all the little shit, you know what I mean? And so they were able to get turned upside down with all the stuff that they got going on in their head. And it's hard for us men and women to understand each other because we're wired different.
Yeah.
But if you listen to your woman and really pay her close attention to her, then that eliminates some of the problems that relationships have. And shit, it'll eliminate her going and find that other ear.
Yeah.
And listen to her.
Man, I don't want to lose my lady to somebody else.
Yeah, that's one of the main things that men don't do. They don't listen and they don't pay attention to the woman. Like, my wife, she's always saying that I pay her maybe a little bit too much attention.
Yeah.
Because I'm just the type to always sit back and notice every little thing. I might tell her something that she don't even realize she do. Like, you always do this when so and so occur. You know, she might be like, damn, I didn't even really notice that myself.
Yeah.
I just always pay attention. It makes it easier to make that other person happy. And then on the other hand, that'll keep you happy because she ain't tripping. She ain't bugging all the time.
Man.
Last thing a man wanna do is be nagged.
No.
Yeah.
I feel that. You ain't lying. Sometimes I feel like I'm kind of paying too much attention to lady, you know, and I feel like I'm just doing the most at times, but it's like sometimes I can't help it, man. It's like I want to just make sure everything is, you know, kosher. It's just my own deal.
As long as you ain't like smothering that person, you just, you know, you can pay attention without them even knowing it. You could be watching TV and just be like, I see the way you over there moving. I see the way, you know, you cook your food, you know, that you like to have your robe on and your house shoes. So just simple shit like that. Like she might be in a hurry to fix you something, even run in the kitchen and start cooking, and you be like, yo, you want me to get your house shoes?
Mm.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know what I mean? When another nigga might be like, damn, you ain't through cooking yet?
Oh, man.
So it's always a better way of doing things, and you should always want to improve first you and then your relationship. But if you improve you, it's going to automatically come into improving your relationship. A lot of people say, I want this, I want that, but they ain't willing to do the shit that it takes to
create it.
Yeah. They see your relationship and they be like, man, boy, you lucky, boy. I'd love to have me a woman like that. But nigga, you don't know what I did to get this woman to be like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She ain't just wake up one day and say, I want to do the world for you. She realized that she got somebody that appreciated it, somebody that'll do things for her. So she loved to do things for me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's real. That's real, yeah. Real. Man, I like that. I like hearing stuff like that, man.
Yeah. I always, like, that's why I don't like hanging with niggas. Really, like, a lot. I like hanging with my woman, and before her, I just like being around other women.
Yeah.
There's so much to learn from that. What I'm be around niggas from, I can't learn. I know about niggas. I want to learn other shit. You know what I'm saying? I want to learn about women. And how they move and how they click and how they tick, you know, that's what I want to learn.
Yeah.
I don't want to learn about no nigga, what this nigga like and all this shit.
Nah, it's a rap on it.
Yeah.
I was looking up, I was on YouTube, just like semi researching or whatever about like women's emotions and stuff like that. And it was talking about how, you know, like, they pay more attention to detail versus, you know, us men, like, we kind of look at it for the whole picture.
Yeah.
And it's like, what else, man? It was mainly about like how, you know, when it's something that a woman can, let me see how to put it. So basically it's like when us men tend to kind of say that our woman is nagging or something like that, or like you said, like we think that, you know, she's tripping or bugging out, and the whole time she's really telling us, you know, what the real situation is, and it's like we ignore it. Like that's what make women kind of close off from their man and stuff like that, and not want to talk to him because they feel like, you know, they got to,
my breath.
Yeah, and like, yeah, all the reactions, like how he gonna react and all of that, like, and it I don't know, like it made me just think about lady and like how, you know, I talked to her and all of that stuff, like, man.
Now, some of them do be tripping, some of them do be nagging.
Yeah,
you know, if you got a woman that's really telling you her actual feelings and her concerns, the way I look at it, everybody got their feelings.
Yeah.
To you, it might be like, come on, man, that ain't shit. But if this person is telling you it's huge to them,
mm-hmm.
you can't just throw it off and say that's nothing. You know, she might come to you and say, oh, man, every time I go to the nail shop, these folks fussing my nails up every time they put this overlay and they put this clear coat in and it breaks it.
Yeah.
You might be like, man, I don't care nothing about this.
Yeah.
Man, just go to another fucking nail shop. But you can't say this. You know what I'm saying? You got to listen and say, well, but you ask some questions. Don't always come with it. Me and we always, we the fixer.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to come to us and say something, we automatically want to fix it. But sometimes you got to just, they just want you to hear them. They don't even want to answer. They just want to know that somebody's listening.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of times, I always make a move. Well, like, this is that, she's saying this and that is a problem. And I'm automatically thinking, like, how can I fix it?
Yeah.
But that's, sometimes we're not supposed to fix it. They just want to hear you out. Just like almost when you go to some kind of therapy or a psychiatrist,
mm-hmm.
most of the time they just listen to you and let you talk yourself through, and then they come back and ask you questions. Well, how would you want to fix that? How would you want this person to respond? They ask you questions. They don't try to answer them for you. So a lot of times, men, we are the fixers. When our woman comes to us with a problem, we want to fix it.
Yeah,
so sometimes we have to figure out which time is time to fix it. Like they come to you, say they got a car problem. It's you. You fix it. You take it to the shop to fix it. You say whatever you're going to do. But sometimes they just want to come talk about their day at work. And you just listen.
Ain't gonna lie, I be guilty of that too. You say what?
When I was talking to her.
I say I be guilty of that too, because it's like, sometimes it'd be hard for me to distinguish when it's like something she want advice on. I mean, something she need fixed or something she just, you know, coming to me about. Like sometimes I'd be like, man, I don't be knowing when to just sit back, or like if I do say something, it's like, dang, man, she probably just wanted just a ear to talk to or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, you can ask the question, like, you know, so what you want to do about it? Is it something that I need to do? And she's like, no, baby, there ain't nothing you need to do. I just tell you about it. And be like, okay, well, I think it's going to work out, baby. You know, just figure it out some other way of handling or whatever. You know, just give them a little bit of advice. Just touch on it. But
yeah,
a lot of times women just want to be heard, man. You know, when we say something, we probably complain about it because we done got to the point where, like, I can't do shit about it. We be frustrated about this motherfucker at work, or this nigga tripping out here in the street or whatever. You know, we already know how we gonna see this.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times they just want to be heard. We don't bring all our problems home, but 9 times out of 10, they gonna bring theirs home.
Yeah.
They ain't the best listeners when we talk about our problems, but we have to listen to them.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I be like sometimes I have a max of maybe about 15 minutes, because like sometimes it's like she's saying a million words at 1 second. And it's like, whoa, hold on, wait a minute, you said what? And then, man, it's like, are you listening? It's like, yeah, I'm listening. It's just, man, it's a lot.
Yeah, you just dragging it out. Your story is getting a little long.
Dude. Yeah.
I started drifting.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. It just, man, we just, it's men and it's women. We got to coexist with each other. We're not going to always get it right. We're not going to always be on the same page. But that person has to be satisfied to say, you know, he's okay or she's okay. You know, he listens to me most of the time. You ain't going to always get it right. It's going to always be disagreements. There's going to always be problems. That's why they say marriage and relationships is hard work. Because you're going to always disagree with each other about something.
Yeah.
But you got to ask yourself, is it worth it? You know, this person don't see it my way. Okay, fine. You know, I'm going to do it anyway. I'm going to do what I need to do to handle this. Hopefully I'm right. But, you know, we ain't going to always be on the same page. It's just the way it is. Nobody, no man, no woman, nobody's going to always be on the same page.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that, though.
Me too. Because it feels funny.
There's certain things you have to come together on, like money, bills, finances. You have to get on the same page with certain things to survive. But, you know, the way that person handles something at work or something like that, y'all not going to always agree. It might be two different ways to do one thing.
Yeah.
And both of them might be right the right way. You just go about, with me and my wife, we she's always gonna choose that street and I'm gonna choose the other. It's always, if it's two ways to do, if it's two ways to shut down the computer, control all the meat or the power button, me and her always gonna choose the two different things.
Yeah.
But it's more than one way to get there though. We always gonna choose getting there at the same time. We just choose different ways of doing it.
Bang. I like that.
She roll her blunts with the rolls, I roll mine with the fingers.
She's yeah.
Like, always different.
That's crazy. You ain't lying. It's like everything that you bringing up, I can like picture scenarios in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Man, especially like with the differences, like how she make her pasta versus how I make my pasta. I feel like how I make my pasta the fast way. But like she's more patient with everything that she do, so it's like
mm-hmm.
I realize like that's where the differences, you know, come in. Like,
and it's okay, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can actually be arguing about this. You can actually be like, no, this is the way that you're supposed to be possible. And she'd be like, no, this is the way. And all it really is, that's your way, that's her way. It ain't no use of arguing about
yeah.
it. You know, just when you go in there and make yours. She just don't come in there and fuck with you, and you don't come fuck with her when she making hers. And that's still, at the end of the day, pasta was made, pasta was ate, go to bed. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, the way she roll her blood, the way I roll mine, we still don't smoke that blood at the end.
Like, you know?
Yeah. So that, it's like me and her are so opposite. We're not supposed to be together. Mm. But we make it work because I respect her decisions, so she respect mine. But it's certain things that I trust her with, like totally trust her. Like we just went under contract with this new house. I never had even seen the house
yeah.
other than pictures. We put a contract on it. I never even had walked in the house before, but I trusted. If she said this was the house, I knew when I walked in the house, I was going to love it mm-hmm. because I know what type of class that she has. What type of expectations she has. I'm knowing everything in that motherfucker was gonna be right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's a lot of trust there. It's a lot of, you know, believing in that person. So once you get all that established, you know, ain't nothing else nobody can do to bring y'all down together. I always tell her, together we can accomplish anything. We can tackle anything. Anything that we put our minds to.
Man.
It's helpful.
How long, this I got a question. How long did it take, you know, for that realization to come in as far as like with the differences and stuff like that? Like, did it take a while or was it something that, you know, y'all both already had?
Well, the first thing when we were looking at zodiacs, and it was, you know, it'll tell you this zodiac sign is good with this zodiac sign.
Yeah,
I believe in zodiacs.
Me too.
We were reading and it was just like our signs were totally incompatible.
Yeah,
like no way. And once we read it, we was like, we understood why we're saying this. You know, she's a energetic person. She want to do things on the fly. You know, she might just wake up one day and be like, let's go take a trip.
Yeah.
Or let's do this. I'm the type of person to chill. I'm laid back. I'm like, let's plan a trip. You know,
that's lady.
Let's go to the club and sit in the back of the club and
yeah.
get our booth and drink and chill. She want to get up and go dance and party.
Yeah.
But it don't bother me that she want to go dance and party. I go with her.
Yeah.
If I want to chill in the back of the club tonight, she'll come with me. You know, but we totally different on a lot of, she, just like right now, she got a sports car, I got a luxury car.
Yeah.
And she can't stand to get in my car and drive because it's got all electronic shit and push buttons and all
yeah.
She want her simple Camaro, you know. So everything, we always going to do it different.
Wow.
But as far as your question, like, I can't remember the timeline, like, when we realized.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. I can't answer that question. I ain't never been good with time.
All right, I got you. Well, let me try to put it like this. Like, did it take a minute? I just say that. Like, and when I say a minute, Yeah, I've been married for what, like 13? I think I might be
We've been
wrong.
married. We've been together that long, but we've been married 10 years.
Got you. All right,
But
so
I think,
yeah, all right, bet. Go ahead.
it was just, I think the first thing that happened was we knew that, I knew that she was smart, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we had, the first thing that we had was conversation. Like, the first night that we ever spent, we had conversation, like, till the sun came up, like, just talking. Like, we were like, damn, we just met, and we talking our ass off. I mean, we could just pick anything, the doorknob connected to the door,
yeah.
And we could just talk for 30 minutes on it. I mean, we could just talk about, I'm just saying, use that as an example, we could talk about anything and just go on and on and on and on. And that's what, you know, we realized first, like, we can conversate, we can talk, this person is smart, you know what I mean, and everything is good. And then as time went on, you know, we start falling in love and stuff like that. We didn't notice that we had a lot of differences. Because, you know, you're the best times of your life. You're the good times. Everything is fun. Everything's happening. But once you start moving, you got to pay bills. And that's when we start realizing, like, we're a little different, but we made it work.
Dang.
But they're right.
What you said? We made it work.
We made it work. I was telling him how different we are. How, like, you got a Camaro, I got a BMW.
Mm-hmm.
Like, sports luxury. We always going to. Like I told you, there's two ways to get down to the store. You're going to go that way, I'm going to go that way. We always do things different. But end up at the same spot. And he was asking me how long did it take before we realized that, and I really couldn't answer this.
I thought she was going to hit it with it.
No, I knew she couldn't because that's something we ain't never discussed, like when.
Yeah.
But I told him that we realized it with the Zodiac books and all that kind of stuff, they were saying we were not compatible.
Yeah.
And we were like, damn, we really not, but
we make it work.
Yeah, That's what happened with me and Lady. Like, we looked at our signs and it was like, nope. It's a no. Run away and all of this. But it's like being with her and just like we could talk about everything, like be around each other. Like sometimes we ain't really got to say nothing, but it sound like we talking. And
wait, what?
Like, look, I know that. Look, I know that sound weird as ever.
You said we
like sometimes we not saying nothing, but just being around each other. It's like it speaks more volume than just talking sometimes. If that makes sense.
It makes sense to me. I'm thinking of it more body language.
Yeah.
Like I can look at two people. They don't have to be talking, you know, to each other. I can just tell from their body language if they into each other.
We had
a couple come up here that we were friends with years ago.
Uh-huh.
And they spent like the weekend with us, and their body language with each other. But like they were sitting on the couch together,
uh-huh.
And they were sitting over there like, you know how when you were little and your mom would take you over to somebody's house, and they got a child and they want y'all to play. And when y'all first get together, y'all just sit there. Like,
yeah.
I don't know this nigga. And then y'all eventually start playing with each other. That's how they were sitting on the couch, like, I don't know her. I don't know him. Like, it ain't no touching.
Yeah.
No sitting close to each other. Like, come on, sit down, baby. You want something to drink? Like, it was just like they were just sitting there like they didn't even know each other. And we both noticed that, like, their language was
terrible.
Yeah, and back
to the point, like you said, Tony, you know, y'all just be sitting there really, it's like y'all are saying something, but y'all not.
Yeah.
Verbally speaking, you know, that's body language, good body language. Their body language, they wasn't talking and didn't have to say a word, but their body language said a whole lot.
Yeah.
Nonverbal communication is my shit. I love the nonverbal communication.
It's so easy for me to spot out. I won't say too easy, but like I can spot it like real good.
Yeah, I love reading people's body language, how they react, you know, how their face looking, how their hands move. I love that.
It's like it's like sometimes, like when I am talking to people, it's like I forget I'm talking to them because it feel like I'm talking to they facial gestures and all of that. Like, but I know sometimes I can't be doing that though. For real. Cause like somebody can be, you know, really speaking about something crazy. I mean, speaking about something real, but they, you know, their face might say something else, but they probably got, you know, a problem in their face or something.
So you just conversated with what they were showing in their face. You ain't hearing nothing they were saying.
Nah, I ain't gonna say that.
I'm gonna turn this around and interview you.
Go ahead.
I got some questions. I know at least I got one.
All right.
What's one of y'all's strongest points, you and your lady? What's one of y'all's strongest, what's one of y'all's strongest? I can't think of the word I'm trying to say.
What's one of our strongest points or just our greatest strengths as a couple?
Yeah, what's y'all's strongest strength in y'all's relationship? You had to pick one thing. What would be the greatest or one of the greatest?
Communication.
Wow, that's mine too.
Cause if it's a problem that come up or anything like that, like it's pretty easy for us to, you know, just be real with each other and just get everything handled. Like I call it professionally, like adults, you know, it's real. Like when we talk, we can like put our emotions to the side and, man, my freaking phone going crazy. But we can put our emotions to the side and really, you know, listen to each other when it's really necessary, you know. Like, I know all the time it's necessary, but like in times where it's serious, like we're able to really just tune in with each other and really get the problem out the way. Like, yeah. That's one thing that I always speak to her about. Like, shoot, it was something earlier today, and man, we always handle it like it's cake. Like that's always like, that was even from when we was friends. Like whenever anything come up, whether it's good or bad, you know, like we're able to be headstrong, get it together, and mind knock it clean out.
Yeah, I think if communication is not at the top of your list, then you probably need to throw the whole relationship away.
Yeah, I believe
communication.
That.
You know, that this is like the old saying goes, communication rules the nation.
Yeah.
Communication rules the relationship.
Man.
If you can't communicate with that person and tell them, you know, how you feel, what you think, or, you know, what kind of problems you had throughout the day, or, you know, what, not even just bad things, you know, what makes you happy? You know, if you don't have communication, it's just not going to work. But that's been our strongest point since the first day that we even met.
Yeah.
My mom used to say, "What are y'all talking about? Why y'all talk so much?"
Yeah.
But I love that part. I love to talk.
That's I used to get in trouble in school for talking. I remember one report card I had. Yeah, my teacher put on that joint. Antonio is really bright, but he is too talkative. I got a whooping for that report card, I think. Or yelled at one of them.
You supposed to say, "Bitch, I'm trying to break my
It's a wrap. Mine wouldn't even be a lie. They might try to set me up for the kill. It's a wrap.
Let me think of another question.
All right. I like that first one.
So, when y'all do have a disagreement,
mm-hmm.
How do you handle it? How do you handle when you have a disagreement that you feel like you're right on, she feel like she's right on, and there's dead on that? Or how would you? Because I don't know if this is already happened.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. I can answer that square too. With myself, I would just like sit back and rationalize everything in my head, like what's going on, like, and make sure that, you know, for one, you know, I'm calm and all of this, and then I come back to her and ask, you know, like what's going on her end, and I get out, you know, what I feel like I did wrong first, and then, you know, she comes with hers, and then we see exactly like what the initial, like how everything went wrong, and then we start discussing like how we, you know, could have played it out and things like that. But that's usually how that unfolds. We kind of sit back and rationalize everything. We both mainly do it. I won't just say I do it by myself, but we both kind of sit back and.
So do y'all agree to disagree?
Agree to disagree most well. Feel like we make compromises. If that's a is that the same thing?
No, not necessarily. Because if she feel like, I'm trying to think of a scenario. If she feel like she's right, mm-hmm. and you feel like you're right, and that's just the way it is. Y'all have to agree to disagree. If I feel like my wife, trying to think of a scenario that mm-hmm. we can agree to disagree and just walk away from, you know.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, I got one. Exactly. So, it was a point where me and Lady used to work together and do security at the hospital. And, I would go on her side and make sure, you know, everything was good. And she'll tell me, like, you don't have to come over here and, you know, make sure I'm good because I'm good. Like, if I need you to come over here, you know, just I'm a holler at you or whatever. And what was it? I was like, I mean, but you can't, you know, restrict me from this building. Like, just because you don't want me over here, like, that don't mean that I can't come over there. But I know in my head, like, don't nothing go on in her building. It's just the fact that she came there. Like she worked there now. But anyways, like, she was like, at least just don't come over there for no reason or whatever. And I was like, in my head, I mean, why? But then I realized, I mean, what's the point of coming over there anyway, you know, when I don't usually come over there. So I had to agree to, well, I guess that's agreeing to disagree. But it's like I didn't, you know, go over there anymore or whatever, and I agreed to not, you know, bother her when she, you know, at work and stuff like that, and vice versa. I guess that's agreeing to disagree. I don't know. I don't
think sort of, because you know, you feel like you were right with what you were doing. But you just to go ahead and agree with her, okay, I won't do it no more.
Yeah.
But I feel like I was right. And she was like, well, okay, well, I disagree with it, but, you know, I understand how you feel. But, you know, you gave in a little more than she did.
Gotcha.
But you still feel like you was right. You agreed to disagree, you know?
Yeah.
It could be something that I'm dealing with you. Your mom could be like, I think you should do this with Tonio, and I'd be like, no, I don't think I should. And we can disagree to disagree with it and don't even make a move on it, you know.
Okay.
Ooh. It's just so much every day when you marry, and so much every day. And so many problems don't occur. It's really basically how you handle them mm-hmm. together, because it's always going to be something. I mean, everything can be going peachy, and then here comes a problem occurred that y'all got to figure out.
Yeah.
But, you know, we don't have no handbook on this shit.
Yeah, man, I promise it's not.
So you just got to learn. I think we did good with y'all, giving y'all examples of what a relationship should be like.
Most definitely.
You know what I mean? Because if you think about it, all three of y'all, well, all four of y'all, are in relationships. And that's something that we look at that y'all probably even thought about. Like, all our kids are in serious relationships. Ain't nobody out there being a whore.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody out there trying to just
die around.
Yeah. We have to feel like that came from us showing y'all, you know, what a good relationship, what a healthy relationship looks like.
Yeah.
Y'all didn't come from us fighting and arguing all the time.
No.
Friday night, we drunk as fuck, and we fighting and all outside, and the police coming. Y'all didn't come from that. Y'all didn't come from me spending the weekend away from home, and your mama wondering where the hell I'm at.
Yeah.
You know, y'all didn't come from it. Y'all came from a good stable home.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, a lot of it's playing a part into y'all relationships. You know, all of y'all are being good. At least all of y'all are striving to be good and better at y'all relationship.
Yeah. Man, I ain't gonna lie to you, shoot. This whole episode was something I'm taking home with me. Cause I gotta sharpen my tools and my shit too. and this is something necessary for me. I ain't never really think about like how y'all look at all of us in relationships though. That ain't never crossed my mind.
Yeah. Ever. You said what never crossed your mind?
Like y'all thinking about all us being in relationships.
Yeah, I mean all y'all in relationship and nobody got kids.
Yeah.
Sometimes I be like, we might have preached it to them too hard not to have kids. Nobody got kids.
Nah, it's just we understand like the importance of it. Like you can't just have kids. Like you just gotta, like you can't just have kids like buying a pack of Skittles. Like it ain't just
something. You have to realize where you got that from. You got that from your mama, like pounding it.
Pounding it.
Sometimes we do things in our everyday life and we don't even realize where we got it from. When was it instilled into you?
Yeah.
A lot of stuff is instilled in you from stuff, all those talks that we had, sitting down, talking. It's so into you now that
it's a part
you
of
bring it into your everyday life and don't even realize where you get it from.
Man.
You know, there's a lot of kids grew up without a man in their life or without a woman in their life. And then they don't even know how to carry a relationship. A man trying to be in a relationship with a woman but never even knew a real man in his life. Man. Almost impossible.
Man.
He never really knew a real man in his life. He had an uncle, you know, uncle that was selling dope and fucking everything, moving and telling him, nigga, you need to get you as much pussy as you can. How he gonna be in a relationship? He never even knew a real man in his life. Or vice versa. He never knew a real woman in their life.
Yeah.
I used to have this female friend, her mom was on drugs and she got killed in the streets or whatever, but she never knew like how to be a woman. She never knew how to keep herself up and the type of things that a man expect for you to do. She never learned how to keep her hair done and wear a little makeup or whatever. You know, it's simple stuff that we see every day. We think it's just shit that they supposed to know, but they have to be taught that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She didn't learn how to cook because she didn't grow up with her mom. So it's just so much that as a parent you're responsible for before you send your child out into their world. They need to know certain things so that they can function.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I feel sorry for dudes that had a fucked up ass dad or a sorry dad that never even got a chance to see what it's like to be a man.
Yeah.
If you grew up in a household where you were, where somebody was beating a woman all the time, as much as you hated it, you might turn out to be that same guy because that's all you know.
Man, that's crazy.
You know, you could grow up like, man, that nigga always beat my mom. I can't stand this shit. But as soon as a woman say something crazy to you, fuck you. You like, bound her ass because that's all you ever known. All you know is, hold on now, woman ain't supposed to disrespect a man like this, so you hit her because it's all you've seen. Instead of being the type of dude to just walk away like, man, I ain't getting into this. I ain't fooling with this girl no more. Because that's what you saw. So it's all about what we see when we growing up. My dad was 100. That's why I'm 100 with y'all. That's why I want to help y'all get y'all own businesses and do all that. Because when my dad died, and I watched him in the hospital laying in that bed as he had already passed on, I just said, I want to be as great as he was to me, to y'all.
That's real.
That's all I want. I just want to walk his, feel his shoes, because he was a real good man. He raised me to be a real good man. I just want to see y'all do the same thing. So it's all about how we grew up.
Yeah.
I probably went way off.
Nah, it's still needed. I promise it's still needed.
But, you know, there's a lot of cycles that we can break.
Yeah.
You don't have to be exactly who your parents were. You know, you can hate something so much that you really do focus on, I'm not going to be that way.
Yeah.
You know, my dad, he used to argue a lot. So for that reason, I don't like to argue.
Yeah.
I'd rather just, okay, I'm quiet. Sometimes that's, now this is something that you might can take with your relationship. Saying okay and be done with it, man, that'll get you a whole lot farther than arguing something.
Yeah.
State your case. and then say, okay. And that shit sink in like a motherfucker with a woman. Like, this nigga just said, okay, let me go back and think about
yeah.
it. Because he threw it. He ain't even hard.
Yeah, man. Whoa.
Mm-hmm. State your case. Say the last thing that you really believe. And then say, okay.
That's it.
Oh, you don't want to argue with me no more now?
Man.
Sometimes they'll never come back and tell you, but you will see the action. You know, now she's taking into consideration what I told her. She's actually doing it. They're going to never come back and tell you you was right.
But you'll see.
That's fine.
Man, you ain't spreading no lies. Wow. Man, you spot on about men and women, though, dog. Hey, of course.
I pay attention.
Man.
Man, if I could show you when I'm around new people.
Yeah.
Man, I'd be sitting there quiet as a mouse, but I'm paying attention to everything. I'm gonna pay attention to how you sit down, how you move, how you talk, why you looking at my woman like that? You know what I mean? I'm gonna pay attention, like you looking like, nigga, you will get found. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You looking like a nigga that ain't good to do business with. I'm peeping everything. I'm good with reading people. Sometimes I've been wrong a couple of times. I gave motherfuckers credit, like, I think this is a good nigga. Then a nigga end up being not worth a damn. But 9 times out of 10, I'm gonna be right. It's been times when I've told your mom, like, you don't need to have that chick around you no more. She's like, why not? Man, every time she laughs, you know how some people laugh, they like to hit you.
Yeah.
You so crazy and smack you. Why you touching me every time you laugh? That girl there ain't gonna be worth a damn. She'll fuck your hood.
Oh, man.
And then she'll see you. You know what I'm saying? Some people just, you know, you can read them. They show themselves the first time because they don't think people can see through them. Like, it'd be a lot of stuff I tell your mom, and she'd be like, I ain't even noticed. Okay, notice next time. And she'd be like, dang.
Dang.
Pupu said her dude was like this. So he sees stuff ahead of time.
I'm gonna test my skills out.
You know something that you don't, that I haven't told you though?
What's that?
I think Poo Poo Dude, you know how they say a woman married their father? You ever heard that?
A what?
A woman will marry their father.
Like in the sense of like seeing.
The same kind of person.
Yeah, got you. I'm with you.
So I think Poo Poo, when it got with Dude, and I think he reminds her of me.
I see, where is that? Dang.
But I haven't seen y'all do that. I don't think y'all married y'all mom. I mean, well, not married. But I don't think you in a relationship with somebody that reminds you of your mom.
Yeah. Yes, I am.
You are?
Yes, I am.
For real?
Yeah.
So what are the similarities?
Like, I can pimp, like, the first thing I say is, like, when it comes to being real, when it comes to, like, say, for instance, if it's, like, you remember this one time you told me about, like, it was, like, wintertime or something, and you was, like, ready to quit your job or something like that, and you came home and told mama, and she was like, okay, go ahead. And
then,
like she was just basically like I forgot what she said after that, but you know what I'm talking about though. But like it's like a scenario, like just think of a scenario like that, and like lady would, like, she'll be dead on, like, real with me in situations where it's like I'm talking in doubt, and it's like she see it and be real with me and show me that, you know, exactly what I'm doing. And not only that, but show me that, like, that's something that she's not going to tolerate. You feel me?
Yeah. Well, that situation with what you're talking about, it was almost like reverse psychology, because I was ready to quit this job.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, fuck this, y'all. I'm gonna quit. She was like, well, fuck it. Come on. Matter of fact, the truck had broke down while I was working.
Yeah.
It was cold as hell outside. And I was like, man, I'm just ready to leave this motherfucker. She was like, you want me to come get you? I'm like, oh, shit. That was too easy. It felt like reverse psychology.
Yeah.
It felt like you saying, you want to quit? Go on and quit. And then it made me like, damn. Maybe I'll get to stick with it, though. That was too easy.
Funny.
It worked, though.
Yeah.
You know, I stuck with it until I found something else. But it seemed like she was just using some reverse psychology on my ass. Like, go on and quit if you want to quit, but you know your money going to be fucked up.
Man.
Gotta come get you.
Shoot, what's some more? Like, ladies, she's real, like, diehard about me. Like, she's like 1,000% supportive on whatever it is I'm jumping into. Like when I did my YouTube, like, she was the first comment. Like, first one who saw my video. When I did my podcast, she was the first one to subscribe. Like, just being, like, a major supporter, like...
She's your number one fan.
Man. What else? I can keep going. Let me see.
Yeah, I get it, though. She's your number one fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way your mom is.
Like,
I can see that.
When you tell me about, like, stuff that, like stuff about you and my mama, like, sometimes, like, the roles are kind of reversed, like, as far as, like, me looking at it from a me and lady perspective, like, it's things that my mama do that I do, and it's stuff that you do that lady do.
Right.
But sometimes it's, like, lady do something that my mama do, and I do stuff that you do. But, like, that's how I can say exactly, like, that's why I'm comfortable with saying, you know, like, I can most definitely see that I picked my mama out of her because... Like, even just thinking about my ex-girlfriends, like, all my ex-girlfriends, I can 100%, I won't say call them trash, because that's wrong, but I know that they weren't they weren't the type of woman that, you know, my mom showed me, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Lady is lady's a woman.
Yeah.
Like, I can say that Lady's a really strong Black woman, you feel me? Like,
mm-hmm.
And that's what make me think about my mama.
Yeah.
So yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, cause she's a good one. I like her lady. She has a good soul. She has a good spirit. And she seems like she's a good person with a good heart.
Man.
You know.
Great heart.
Yeah. And a good voice. I love her voice.
Man, you need to hear her when she be talking like them little automated systems, dog. I promise you, man. She'll be in the bathroom getting ready for work or something and be like, thank you for calling Sprint. And she'll say the whole Spanish part and everything. And I'd be like, you on the phone? And she'll start laughing because she knows she messing around. Like, man, like her voice is most definitely, like, unique.
Better get that paper.
Man.
Because her voice is... something that she can get paid on just by her voice.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta think. Don't you know that Siri is somebody's voice? What's the other one? Alexa.
Yeah.
That's somebody's real voice.
Oh snap! I thought that was like a computer.
No, look it up. Alexa is a real lady.
I can't do it now because it's gonna stop the recording. But I got
not
you.
Not now. But yeah, Alexa is a real lady. And, you know, you got all these voice recordings. You got all kind of stuff that you can use your voice for. Radio, commercials.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff you can use your voice for. The radio, the announcers and all that.
Yeah,
know,
like at hospitals.
They don't just
like
choose
that.
Them to say, come on here and be on TV. They got a voice that they think everybody would enjoy listening to.
Yeah.
You know, when those guys leave the NBA or NFL and they go into commentating, it's because they speak well.
Oh, snap. I ain't
you
know that.
Their voice, you know, like Tony Romo was the Dallas Cowboys quarterback. Now he's into commentating on the games. It's because they know he can speak well.
Yeah.
She has that voice.
She most definitely do. Man, like when folks be looking, like when she speaks, Like if it's somebody that don't know her and she starts speaking, like they look at her like, I ain't know you can talk like they looking at her like she's speaking like a different language. But I guess it's like stereotype because like she black and you think that.
Yeah. I didn't know you'd be able to speak like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, stupid. I can't.
Hey, that like this back on the subject of lady being like close to the image of my mom, like I'm trying to see how to put it. Like I never thought about the fact that, you know, she did resemble my mama simply because it's like, I don't know, I never really paid it. I could just simply say I didn't pay attention to it. But like when you asked me that question, that was a new one. And like at first I was like when you first asked me, I was like, man.
What's that? What's
when you asked me, is lady, you know, like how Poo-Poo's boyfriend is basically like, yeah. like the same thing with lady. Like when you asked me that, I was like, dang, I never been asked that question. And it made me just think about like me and lady and how, you know, how she is to me. And I think about, you know, think about my mom and all of that too. Not even just how lady, like how lady treat me, but just how she is as a woman. Like, man, I never thought about that. Like I'm slick stuck on it.
Do you think the way you look at lady, all the good things you think about her, do you think she see herself the same way in the same type of light that you see her in? Is she confident to know, like, I'm this great person the same way Tony Hill see me?
She told me that I hold her at a high image.
Than what she really believes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good, though. Because you can always... You always work on helping her to see how great of a person she is. Like, you're her biggest fan.
Yeah.
So, when some nigga randomly at her job or at the grocery store comes and say, wow, you're beautiful, or your voice is beautiful, or I like the way you carry yourself.
Yeah.
It won't mean nothing to her. Because you've already said it to her a million times, as opposed to some nigga that don't ever compliment his woman. When she go to the job and it's this dude sitting next to her and be like, yo, you're this, you're a special type of person. Like, if I had you, Lord have mercy. She like, for real? She never heard it before. But when you're saying it every day, his words has less value.
That's crazy, because she said that before.
Yeah.
Mine is crazy.
See, we have to compliment our women on the daily. Like, as men, sometimes, I think me and you might have talked about this before. As men, sometimes, we'll say shit in our head. Like, you know, you want to put on a certain outfit, you be like, damn, girl.
Yeah.
Woo, girl, you look good tonight. In your head.
Yeah.
But you forget to let it come out. I do it all the time. I can walk in the room and be like, damn. Ooh. Yeah. And then go in the kitchen and fix me a drink, be like, shit, I just said that in my head, and walk back in there.
Yeah.
Like, babe, I love that outfit on you. You know what I mean? I'll say stuff like that. I love that outfit. Or, shit, what you call that outfit? What you call that whole get up?
Yeah.
Put a name on there so I can ask for it by name.
Yeah, I like that. Like, I'm going to steal that. I'm stealing that.
You might not even answer me, but that blew her head up.
Yeah.
You know? But I was telling the truth. I wasn't like running game on
her.
I was telling the truth. But I'm always compliment her, especially when she put on something new. Or, for instance, it's this Bath and Body Works lotion she went and bought. I totally loved it, motherfucker. Like, when I smell it, it's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And I let her know that.
nigga, she went online and bought about 5-6 balls.
That's a wrap.
You know what I'm saying? Just to know that she cared that much about how I feel and how I think, you know, she might come back in with a polish on her nails, be like, I went and got this color again because I remember you liked it. That means a lot to me, like, you paying attention to what I like and actually putting it on your body to satisfy me. That means a lot. Because you got a woman that's getting dressed, goddammit, in the morning because of what the nigga at work said he liked.
Fine.
You know what I'm saying? So, you do your part every day. You do your part in the relationship. And if that woman decides she gonna cheat or step outside the house on you, you can live with it. Because I did everything that I was supposed to do. And I use that in any relationship.
Mm-hmm.
My children, my job. If I treat Tonio the best way I know how, and Tonio go do some foul shit to me, I can live with it.
Yeah.
Like, well, the nigga did it. I did my best. You know what I'm saying?
But
if I'm out here dogging you the fuck out, and then one day I call you and say, Tonio, I need a ride, and you like, nah, bro. Or you tell me, I'm on my way, and you never show up.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I got to be like, well, shit, I treat that nigga like shit. I fuck it.
Get charged
if I treated you the best way that I know possible, if I treated my wife the best way I know how, and I gave her everything that I could, if she go out and step out on me, I can walk away. I'll be hurt. But I'd be like, shit, I did my best. And my dad instilled that in me. You know what I'm saying? With anybody, if I do my best to try to make this relationship work and I am, then I can walk away from it if that person don't treat me right.
Dang.
I ain't going to keep trying to, well, can I do this? What can I do? No, I already did my best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'll hurt. You know, your woman go out and do some foul shit against you, but at least you ain't got to question yourself. Because most of the time, that's what women do. What is it about me that made you go out and step out? I hate when women do that. Don't question yourself. Just know that the nigga was fat.
Yep.
Women always say that to a nigga that cheated on them.
Hey.
What did I do? What was she so much better at that made you go step to her instead of being home with me? Now, don't question yourself.
Mm-hmm. You're definitely right on that one. I ain't know this junk had a time limit on it. We got, it's a max of 60 minutes. We at 56 right now. I did want to say this, though. I didn't realize till just now when you stated it, but I use that same logic when, like, if me and lady get into a disagreement or something like that, like, I just, like, I revert back to thinking about, you know, how well she's treated me and all of that, and just think about, you know, the important reason of why we together. And that's something I can add on to that one topic we was talking about when you was like, how do we solve our, I guess, like, hard times or little obstacles or whatever. But I can add that in. Like, I also, like, go back and sit and think about, you know, like, how she support me, you know, how, like, the reason why she's been in my life and all of that. Like, that's what makes me think of, like, that's what helps me, you know, get through the problems and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I know that's kind of off topic.
I just be like, you know, I just deal with the real, like, we're going to have these problems at the end of the world. Because when I was young and I was in a relationship, we get into an argument. The first thing I'm thinking, like, well, shit, if we going to break up, goddamn, we just going to break up.
Ooh. Yeah.
When you in a relationship for the long haul, you don't think about breaking up every time you have an argument. You just be like, well, you know, a lot of times me and her, we have gotten to the point where we just like, we just gonna chill, don't have our alone time. You know, go in the other room, watch a movie. Just let it chill. Just let this shit die down. But you know, just don't keep talking about it, fussing, and arguing about it. Neither one of us like doing that. So, just sometimes time just to heal it.
Mm-hmm. I like
but
that.
It's always gonna be problems when you're going through an argument that day. You can just bet your money. It's going to be another one. It's going to be another one.
Mm.
But it's about how you get through them and how you handle them, though.
I like that.
Because people break up on some stupid shit sometimes.
Yeah, and don't really get to enjoy what could have been something great.
But sometimes the foundation be so weak.
True.
If the foundation is already weak, y'all got together on some dumb shit. Y'all shouldn't have been together in the first place. Y'all not gonna be able to carry the weight of some real, when real problems come about. The motherfucking rent due and y'all ain't got it. That's when some real shit come about. Yeah. You better goddamn be ready to try to figure that out together, because if y'all ain't on the same page,
that's a wrap.
You know, y'all ain't gonna be able to stick through the tough times. When the finances ain't right, y'all gotta be strong.
We on the last minute. It's 59:05.
You have 59 seconds left. You
my what? Make it quick. This the what they call them phone calls? Man, I forgot. But man, we're gonna have to just tune into another segment, cause I feel like we gave them enough, but I feel like there's more we can give them. I like it. Not only that,
communication. We're gonna end it saying communication is the key to all relationships, but especially your relationship with your lover, your significant other, your girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife. You got to be able to communicate. You got to talk about finances, kids, the food, the cars, where we're gonna live. You can't bite your tongue on what needs to be said. All
right, that's it. Yo, what's going on, man? I know the episode title is, you know, Tonio Talks with Mom and Pops, but it's just Tonio here today. I guess I'm here to talk about Mom and Pops. Hell. Well, I ain't no guessing to it. That's actually what it is. Like, when I say, you know, Mom and Pops, like, I want y'all to understand that, like, I have my biological pops, but I got another father, you know, another father figure, you feel me, that not only has stepped into, you know, our lives and made them way more valuable than, you know, what they were before. But, like, I have a father figure that's earned the title of Pops, you feel me? Like, respectively, you feel me? Like, this man has taught me, my brother, and my sister a whole lot, you feel me? So, when I say Mom and Pops, like, I want y'all to know that, you know, I'm not trying to throw shade on my, you know, biological pops, but I want to give, you know, that appreciation to my other pops. You feel me? Like, if that shit makes sense to y'all, like, I'm pretty sure there's some of y'all out there that don't necessarily, like, that hasn't really been raised by your biological father, but y'all do have a father figure, you know, that's been doing the damn thing. So I gotta, you know, show my fucking appreciation and my respect to him. Like, that's really it, you know, no shade thrown. But man, just growing up, dog, like, my mama, like, when my mama, you know, was on her own and shit like that, raising us three kids, you feel me, like, she always went hard on us. And, like, as I got older, you know, I've grown to respect that shit, because it's like, now being at this age of 24, it's like I realize why she was so hard, because you look at this fucking world and it's like, damn, dog, if you don't know shit, man, this motherfucking world will eat you the fuck up. And my mama always told us about that shit. When we step out in that world, that motherfucker will eat you the fuck up and not give a goddamn about it. And she was not lying, you feel me? I see people out here that's older than me that's like going through it, like, it's people that's, man, fucked up out here, especially where I'm at in Kentucky. Like, homelessness is fucking crazy. Not even just being homeless, but people who just don't have that never had that fucking guidance, dog. Like, I was blessed, you know, to have my mama, and then for, you know, my pops, Kevin, to step in and, like, make shit 10 times better, help my mom out 10 times more, you know, like, that shit was a blessing, you feel me? Like, not too many people can say this shit. Not too many people are blessed with another father figure that can, you know,
show you the way, that can give you the, you know, the route to plan A and B, you know, to look at world from, to look at the world from a different perspective, to open your mind to some real shit. You feel me? Like a lot of people not blessed to have this, and it's like, I gotta show my appreciation, dude. Like, a form of me showing my appreciation is just letting them know, like, man, I wouldn't necessarily be where I am now if it wasn't for the lessons that they taught me. I would be out here somewhere giving up. I would be out here, you know, fucking up. I would be out here, you know, just doing things that necessarily isn't for me. It doesn't make me happy, you know. But since, you know, I've been blessed to have them in my life, it's like I don't have any room to say none of that shit. I don't have to worry about much of anything because I know how to tackle any problem that comes my way. I know how to deal with shit that comes my way, you know. And if I don't, I still have them in my life. Like Pops Kevin's still fucking here with us. You feel me? Like, my mama ain't gave up on us. She let us live, you know, and let us see what we needed to see in life for our own, you know, for our own sake. And it's like, it's crazy because she had faith in the fact that, you know, well, I won't even just say my mama, but both of them, you know, they had faith in knowing that, you know, we was gonna see what we needed to see and get right back on our shit and realize, you know, what we thought wasn't really reality. You know, like, man, the amount of lessons that my mama and them instilled in us is like spewing out of just myself personally, just speaking for myself, it's like fucking spewing out of me in every moment that something goes good and something goes wrong. Excuse me. Like, dude, I can't tell you the amount of like respect that I have, you know, for my mom and them for doing this shit, dude. Like, for teaching us everything that's fucking valuable to me in my life right now. Like, I'm fucking glad that I have the parents that I do now, because if I didn't, I'd be somewhere bitching, moaning, crying, complaining about how life is so fucking unfair, how you can't make nothing of it. But that ain't real reality. I'd be somewhere bitching about the past. You feel me? And that shit don't even live here no more. It's just crazy because I gotta realize, man, a lot of people aren't blessed to have parents that, like, the type of parents that I got. Hell, I gotta be more fucking grateful for the parents that I got. Shit, for real. Just being real with myself, you know? Because when I say that I wouldn't be here without, like, if it wasn't for them and for the lesson that they taught me, like, I really wouldn't. Because it starts with your parents. Like, it starts with what they teach you. It don't start with you teaching yourself. Like, don't get me wrong, I've taught myself many valuable lessons on my own. But if it wasn't for the lessons that the foundational, not foundational lesson, but if it wasn't for the lessons that my mama laid down on my foundation, then I wouldn't have been able to have been strong enough to even teach myself lessons that I know that I need to learn. You feel me? Like, if that shit makes sense. It's like my mom was the stepping stone. My pops was the stepping stone to making sure that when we get out into this world, we know what the hell, you know, is coming to us. Even if we don't know what's coming to us, we know how to prepare for this shit. And if I don't know how to prepare for it, it's like I need to take this shit slowly. I need to take this shit for what the fuck it is. I got people that don't call me, that don't check up on me. But my mom and them has, you know, taught me I don't necessarily have to give a damn about them. Why? Because I need to be focusing on the people who are calling me, who are checking up on me, you know, who do care for me, who do love me. If they didn't instill that shit in me, I'd be bitching, moaning, complaining, and crying
about the people who don't check up on me, about the people who don't give a damn about me, friends, family, whoever the fuck it is. But they taught me these valuable lessons, and I don't give a fuck about who don't check up on me. Don't get me wrong, I'm disappointed. What human being don't get disappointed when you believe in somebody that really don't give, I won't say they don't give a damn about you, but really don't really put in effort to showing you that they care. You feel me? But I'm not complaining about that shit. Like I said, I'm disappointed, but that's about it. Disappointment fades for me. Because they have instilled such a hard amount of valuable lessons within my mind, dude. Like, I feel like I'm a cold-ass motherfucker out here. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I ain't trying to toot my fucking horn, but they've taught me some lessons, dog, that, man, I won't say it makes me untouchable, but mentally, as far as for this world, like, I'm still not going to say I'm untouchable, but I've been prepared for this shit. Fully cooked, prepped, fall off the bone ready. Like, dude, like, man, this shit's so fucking crazy, dog. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I still, you know, go through what every other human being go through. Disappointment, you know, doubts, frustration, all that shit. I still go through it, but I know not to live there because I know where it'll put me. Like, crazy. I know where the hell it puts me. But, man, this all I had to get out. I know it's some more that I'm missing, but it'll come out. I ain't worried. I just want to get this out, man. Mom, pops, y'all know I love y'all. And I thank y'all for everything that y'all have taught me. I really wouldn't be where I am, you know, if it wasn't for, you know, what y'all have been teaching us, what y'all been instilling in our minds since day one. For everybody tuning in, look, peace and love, man. I'm out. All right.